Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning into the program this week. You know, you can tap our app and get your Into Tomorrow to go. Our free apps are available for iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad from the Apple App Store, and for all Android phones as well from the Android market, and the Intel App Up Center for all netbooks and notebooks, even your desktop, which I didn't tell you that. Just check it all out at App Up, the Intel App Up Center. And of course, if you've got a smartphone and it's Android or one of the iDevices, you've got to be able to snag our free Into Tomorrow app. More details for you at our site, which you, I hope, visit and bookmark and come by frequently. We've always got cool video snacks on neat new products, as well as our weekly ITTV report, among other things. All there for you at intotomorrow.com or graveline.com if you prefer. Do you have any trouble picking up Wi-Fi signals, maybe at home, at work, maybe when you're out traveling, whatever the case might be? Our next guest is with a company that, amongst many other things, makes highly sensitive Wi-Fi antennas. The president of C. Crane Company is Bob Crane. Bob, welcome back into Tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much, great Dave, and I'm very happy to be here with you today.
It's always fun to talk to you. You've got gadgets that literally change the world in many cases, everything from very cool geo bulbs and other LED light bulbs and stuff that make a huge difference, to now one of the coolest things you have available that we've been able to play with is the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3.
Yeah, it's quite a thing. We've most people may not know, but we started our company a long time ago, many decades, improving weak signals. Believe it or not, on AM radio. Now that most people don't know what that is anymore.
Yeah, I know. Well, don't say that. Most of our affiliates are still on AM, but we are adding FM stations constantly, which is kind of cool. But interesting that you say that, because AM radio, of course, long before FM, always had trouble with getting signals of a distant station. And here was your company come along and say, we can help with that. And you would make very cool, sensitive AM radios that would get that fringe signal a whole lot better.
Well, that's right, and we think radio is the best media in the world, and we think AM radio for talk radio is superb. So don't get me wrong on that one.
No problem.
I'm in love with radio. But Wi-Fi is also a thing that we've had to look at with our, I live up on a hill away from many access to internet, so we've had to be creative, and our best creation so far for a lot of people is our Super USB Wi-Fi antenna. So if you have a weak signal that you're getting from somewhere, you can load the simple software, and it is simple, and you plug it into your USB port, and it's up and running in just a few minutes. And you can take a one-bar, spotty type of reception and make it into the whole thing is lit up, all the bars.
Yeah, I mean, that's
typical.
Sure, and this is like a little less, I think, than 10 inches, if you can imagine, a little about an inch and a half wide, probably a good way to describe it. And you can attach it to a nearby window if you want. You can just attach it to the back of your laptop if you're on a laptop, or the side of your desktop, whatever. It's going to help get a much improved signal.
And also, too, we've made it for the more desperate person, too. it's now suitable for outdoor use. It's UV-resistant plastic, and you can put it up on a mast, and, you know, you can double the range then. So you can actually use it up to a mile away from where your access is, as long as it's line of sight, and you can have a very usable signal.
So if you've got a nice farm field out back of the house, and you want to just have Wi-Fi in the tractor, you can do that.
You can do that. So it's quite amazing, and there's some other great uses for it, too. If you have an elderly neighbor that needs email privileges or something, and you go ahead and give her one of these, say she's three doors down, and it works perfect for her computer. And that's, some people ask, well, is that legal? Well, it is with most contracts that we've seen with Internet providers, because it's bandwidth. And as long as you're not exceeding a bandwidth, they really have no business deciding how you use it, and it's not in the contract. It doesn't prevent you from doing that.
In fact, what's illegal is when you just take a neighbor's Wi-Fi signal and use it as your own without permission. So in this case, you have a perfect opportunity, as you've suggested. You are actually giving her the Wi-Fi access so that she can check email and stay in touch with family, as that example. It's a very good example.
Yeah, it's really a good opportunity to help someone. The other big purpose is, you know, if you have an area or a barn or whatever you have that has a weak Wi-Fi signal, then of course this is an excellent way to boost it up to full strength.
Yeah.
And you know, up to a mile away is just, you know, it's quite interesting.
And you mentioned, Bob, that the antenna plugs into the computer, laptop, or desktop via USB, and then the software kind of does its job to say, there is a good Wi-Fi signal out there. I'm taking it and amplifying it and boosting it so that I can receive it wherever I am, usually at a distance where it wasn't working until now.
That's correct. And like here, if we go ahead and I put one up in the air, normally I see, what, 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 networks.
Yeah.
Well, we see 25 or 35 networks.
Oh, wow.
And that brings up the question, if you're two doors down from Starbucks, is that legal?
Well, sure, because you go buy a cup of coffee and you go home and drink it.
Along with a Big Mac.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Well, there you go. So you get your fries and you get to use their signal too. Well, because hey, it works on a laptop. So who said you have to sit right there in that crowded store or coffee shop? You know, you can go in the parking lot and be in the comfort of your vehicle.
Well, that's true, and it does bring up Wi-Fi. But you brought it up, and it's best to always ask permission. And gosh knows, you know, how many people are going to say yes, but depending on the circumstances, I certainly would.
Oh, sure.
You know, so it'll be interesting how it works out in the software. But so the unit comes with a 15-foot cord, so you can put it outside up in the air 15 feet or about 15 feet,
mm-hmm.
or 15 feet away from where your computer is to gain even more power. Generally, if you have any antenna, the higher you get it, the better. So if you have a cell phone on Mount Everest, it's going to work better than if it's in Death Valley.
Touche. Good example. And one of the great examples for your super USB Wi-Fi antenna is I also own the house across the street from me. And when we're over there frequently with a laptop or even a phone, and maybe we're downloading an app or we're doing something that would work far better on Wi-Fi than on the cellular network, or cheaper because now you're using data, then this is where it can come in really handy as well. It's my own Wi-Fi signal, but I'm getting farther away from my house, so now it works very well across the street. And that's another good example of how you want to get it, maybe just the suction cups that it comes with, by the way, in the window and solve that problem.
That's perfect, but I think anybody that has a problem with Wi-Fi, so I think, you know, I would guess to say that just about everyone in the country has a problem with Wi-Fi in one way or another.
Sure.
And this solves a lot of those problems.
Well, Bob, what is the cost on this super USB Wi-Fi antenna?
The price of the USB 3 is $109.95, and that comes with a 15-foot cable. If you want to go up 30 feet in the air, we've designed, you know, normally USB doesn't go that far. We have a special cable that will 30 feet away from your computer.
Oh,
and
okay.
That means you can get way up in the air and do that. And it also comes with a double USB plug. So if you're hitting that mile point, we can be sure the voltage doesn't drop with using two USB plugs. So it's kind of interesting.
Check it all out at ccrane.com. We'll link you there, too, when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Bob, always a pleasure chatting with you. We got to get you back again soon to talk about Wi-Fi radios and all the other fun gadgets that change the world.
Thank you so much, Dave. I really appreciate it.
Back with more as Into Tomorrow continues on the Advanced Media Network.